This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Media reports say authorities are asking residents to evacuate the Turkish border town of Karakis after mortars fired from Syria hit the town. The Dogan News Agency says a mortar was fired from Jarablus, a Syrian border town controlled by the Islamic State group. Activists say hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of Jarablus. Turkey vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free the town. The United Nations says a convoy delivering food, health care items, and other aid has reached the hard-hit town of Alwer in Syria. A spokesman says the UN Humanitarian Office is planning a second convoy later this week. State media say a ceasefire between government and Kurdish forces in the Syrian city of Hasake has gone into effect. The United Nations command says North Korea has been laying new landmines on its side of the border with South Korea. North Korean soldiers have been spotted planting anti-personnel mines on its side of the so-called Bridge of No Return, a river crossing near the border truce village of Panmunjom. The U.S. military says an American soldier died Tuesday as a result of wounds sustained during operations in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another was wounded and is in stable condition. Six Afghan soldiers were wounded in the operation near Lashkar Gah. Officials say 2 days of fighting between the al-Shabaab militant group and a regional force in southwestern Somalia has left at least 15 people dead. The fighting took place outside Mora Gebi village in Bakool region. Forces of the Bakool government and surrounding regions have recently stepped up military operations to open roads blocked by al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Nigeria's Air Force Tuesday claimed to have killed Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau and several other high-ranking members of the group. A spokesman for the Nigerian Air Force says Shekau was fatally wounded in the shoulder when government planes bombed the Boko Haram jungle stronghold in the Sambisa forest Friday. Boko Haram did not immediately respond to the claims. On what is likely his last trip to Nigeria, as Secretary of State John Kerry today told an audience at the palace of the nation's top Muslim leader, that extremist groups will be only stopped when governments cut down on corruption and offer opportunities for their young people.
To win the struggle for the future, nations need to do more than just denounce bankrupt, dead-end ideologies that the terrorists support. They also have to offer their citizens an alternative that is better.
Kerry linked the fight against groups such as Boko Haram to Nigeria's long-running struggle to curb the corruption that analysts say keeps most of its 170 million people living in poverty. The UN Refugee Agency warns more than a million people could be uprooted from the Iraqi city of Mosul during an expected government offensive to wrest control of the city from Islamic State militants. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency says it is preparing for a massive dislocation of people from Mosul. In recent months, the agency reports about 213,000 people have fled their homes to different parts of Iraq. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says he fears displacement may be about to get dramatically worse as government military action turns toward Mosul.
The humanitarian impact of a military offensive there is expected to be enormous. Up to 1.2 million people could be affected.
Edwards says the UNHCR is doing what it can to build more camps to accommodate people and mitigate suffering. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has abandoned a call to deport all 11 million illegal immigrants living in the United States. Instead, Trump says he will send convicted criminals to their home countries and handle other immigration residency disputes, much the way the country does now, but with greater urgency. Meanwhile, a new NBC News SurveyMonkey poll Tuesday shows Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton with a 50% to 42% lead over Trump. U.S. President Barack Obama today visited Louisiana, where floods have ravaged much of the southern part of the state.
People's lives have been upended by this flood. Local businesses have suffered some terrible damage. Families have, in some cases, lost homes. They've certainly lost possessions.
The president hoped to reassure victims that his administration makes recovery a top priority. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B,